And then Parikshit Maharaj set out because he saw all these qualities coming. However, then when Kali asked for a place to stay, and then he says, okay, intoxication, illicit sex, gambling, meat eating. And he says, well, give me another place because these places don't exist. So that's also interesting, is that in one sense he saw that they were being, that they were appearing, and even before him, Yudhisthira Maharaj had already seen. But then he had to give Kali gold. Gold is being hoarded because that's where all these other places are automatically there. And so it seems like they were coming, but there actually wasn't that much going on. Solid, that's like a kilo of solid silver. That's why Srimad Bhagavatam is given to us, so that the essence of scriptures, all the answers are there. All the answers are there in Bhagavatam, and even Bhagavatam with its 18,000 extensive verses, because that's quite extensive. But still, if you want to take the essence, then Namasankirtanasya, then just chant Hare Krishna, and that's you just stick with that, then ultimately everything will happen. But we just need to be a little patient, because it doesn't happen overnight and doesn't necessarily happen as quickly as we'd like to see it happen. The ultimate purpose of the scriptures. Okay, something else.
Sure.
say that again?
The spiritual master suffers in different ways physically.
I couldn't hear the first thing that you said.
When the spiritual master suffers.
A spiritual master.
Suffers like physical ailments and things. Is this all due to the disciple's karma? He's taking reactions.
One thing is what the real cause of things are, which is sometimes difficult to ascertain, and the other is what it is that one takes responsibility for. If I think it's my karma that I'm suffering and you think that it's your karma that I'm suffering, then who's right? So Bhagavatam says that no, devotee thinks that he's suffering because of his karma. And on the other hand, Srila Prabhupada encouraged that part of a spiritual master's karma is that he's taken some. He gets a little token of disciple's karma. Not all. He gets a token also from Krishna. So that's also there. But the approach of a disciple is thinking, oh, am I doing anything that could be contributing to that? And then that becomes an impetus for them to improve their own spiritual practices and spiritual life. And it's a combination of many things, but everyone sees according to their own perspective. Devotees will see according to their own perspective, and it won't be wrong, because that's also included. Gets hungry.
We've seen sometimes with Balavatra people, he would initiate a disciple and then he would take on for a few days the ailments of the disciple and get asthma. On his body, depending on which disciple it was, so it seemed quite obvious, quite plain to see that when he was initiating the disciple, he was taking on at least for a few days of his presence.
What does it mean that someone frees? One becomes free or purified. Prabhupada doesn't say that a spiritual master takes on all the karma of a disciple. He's dealing with his own karma from past life, what to speak of, taking on the karma of others. And many life, that's not... Krishna is the one. He says, "Aham tam sarva bhavyo." He says, "Oh, man, I'll protect you." And Krishna's very, very powerful, unlimitedly powerful. So, if we surrender to him, then he takes all of that karma. But still, because when there's interaction between any people, then one takes karma. The husband takes karma of the wife, the parents take karma of their children, wife takes karma of the husband. And when people interact, then they share karma. In a very minor way, you walk down the street beside somebody, and people you walk beside, you get some of their karma. So, but you're not taking on many, many, many lifetimes of karma. Krishna is doing that, and Krishna's giving a token. And of course he can give that at any time, but it doesn't, not necessarily happening at the time of initiation. It's a process. It may happen before, it certainly happens then, and it continued to happen after. Transparent to that degree, they may take more, especially if Prabhupada explains one accepts disciples for some material purpose or really thinks that he's the doer, then he'll end up getting more reaction. But if a spiritual master is a transparent medium to Krishna and is just facilitating the flow of transcendental knowledge and devotion, then it's once again Krishna karma, Krishna's giving. So that, because taking responsibility for someone is a serious thing, and then one needs to fulfill that responsibility as well. Initiating is not what it's about. It means that you have to actually then guide, take responsibility, like in marriage, you take responsibility. And then if you don't take responsibility, then you get reaction. If you get married to someone, you don't take care of them, you don't fulfill your responsibility, then you get sinful reaction. Similarly, if you accept disciples, but you don't really take care of them, then one will get reaction for that as well. Or if one accepts in a motivated way, one accepts disciples, then one will also get reaction for that.
How would that reaction manifest for you?
In different ways. It may come in physical sickness, or it may come and fall down, they come in all kinds of things. Spiritual weakness, certainly it comes like that. One loses one's spiritual potency.
I heard that some devotees in different sampradayas, they argue that there's no shastra reference to this spiritual master taking karma. Is that a fact?
Bhagavatam says in the story of Indra, demigods, and what was his name? Who had two heads, and he was uh, he was accepting, he took on the role of the guru of the demigods, and then Indra killed him because he was also favoring the demons. Ritasura, is that his name? Yeah. So there, describes, and then Prabhupada says in the purport, it says that both in the text and the purport, how spiritual strength becomes diminished by accepting disciples. Specifically, it says spiritual strength becomes diminished.
And there's a pastime with Lord Chaitanya taking, becoming black when he initiated.
Krishna takes it on. And then in Hari Bhakti Vilas, which is a verse that I used to know, in Hari Bhakti Vilas, Sanatana Goswami either says or quotes that just as a king takes on the karma of his subjects, the husband accepts the karma of his dependents, similarly the spiritual master accepts the karma of his disciples. I have the quote, let's see. So whoever says that isn't so, hasn't read all the scriptures, isn't so versed.